Elton John, Tiny Dancer on 11:25, 5MU. Monarto Zoo has just announced they'll be rebranding with a private investor now on board to build a luxury resort and glamping site. Monarto Safari Park will be the new name. $40 million expansion will be paid for by Aussie businessman Jerry Ryan. Elaine Benstead joins me now. She's the Zoo's SA Chief Executive. Hello, Elaine. How are you going?
I'm feeling very happy. It's wonderful to have this news out in the public this morning.
Yes, so tell us, who is Jerry Ryan?
Well, Jerry is a very established and successful Australian businessman. He's got many, many interests, but probably most well known for establishing and setting up Jayco Caravanning, which he has done for many, many years. But he also runs some tourist operations interstate and is involved, as I said, in many different forms of business. But this is his first major investment in South Australia.
Yes. So he's spending $40 million. What's he going to do?
He is developing the accommodation alongside the land right next to Monarto Zoo. We call it Wild Africa. He will be building a safari resort, so a hotel, luxury hotel, but also a range of eco-glamping facilities. And they will range from is more family-focused to the really high-end luxury offering. And
yeah,
then we will run the animal safari experiences. So he's an experienced tourism operator. We will let him build and then operate the accommodation, and then we will take his guests out in open-sided vehicles driving through, you know, over 500 hectares with all of the amazing animals.
Wow. And I imagine this has come about partly from the state government investing some money in and paving the way for this, but also just the fact that we have so many We have so many tourists coming through, and they must be at a bit of a loss to where to stay, right?
Absolutely. I think most people would know the region has been short on accommodation, especially high-quality accommodation. We have currently 160,000 visitors coming to Monarto, and they come and have a great day, but then they leave the region. So getting even a portion of those to stay overnight, they'll be able to do early morning and evening safari experiences, but they'll also have the chance to go out and explore the river or go to local wineries, etc. So a real boom, not just to us, but to the whole region.
Yeah, and you'll also have restaurant spaces and conference facilities. And when's all this due to be done?
Look, it's really, Jerry's always talked about it as a two-year project. So a year really doing all of the very detailed design work and development approvals, and then a year for the construction. So we're saying to be fully up and running by early 2022.
And you're expecting quite a few people to get some work in this project?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as with all these projects, there's a lot of direct construction jobs. So during the construction period, it is quite a significant building. But also then, probably more importantly for the region, ongoing jobs. So jobs that Jerry will need to run the accommodation, but also extra jobs for Monarto. We'll need new, you know, tour hosts, animal carers, maintenance workers. So it will be about 90 ongoing jobs between both ourselves and Jerry, which is great for the region and also offers the opportunity for some Aboriginal employment, which we're very keen on expanding.
Oh, great. Obviously, Monarto is all about conservation, protecting species, raising awareness of environmentalism. Will you be quite careful in the way that you construct the development as to not affect the environment too negatively?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, we launched our master plan back in 2015, and that contained our desire to have the accommodation and safari experiences. But we were really careful about which partner we were going to work with. Thrilled with Jerry, both for his expertise and experience, but also his fit with our ethos and our values. So it would absolutely be built with environmental sustainability. And for everyone who stays overnight, they will be a contribution to our direct conservation work. So not only is it fabulous for tourism, it really does allow us to expand what we do in conservation.
Yeah, very exciting times. It's a pretty rare space, isn't it? There aren't many in the world like it.
Look, this will be the largest safari experience in the world outside of Africa. So absolutely amazing for in our backyard.
Really lovely to speak with you today. Thank you so much and congratulations, Elaine.
Thank you. All the very best.
Elaine Benstead is Zoo's South Australia Chief Executive. You are on 11:25 5MU. Coming up, your chance to win movie tickets to a wonderful true story about horse racing. How about some music first? Dragon, April Sun in Cuba on 11:25 5MU.